pile are compilation cuts and drill outs. Hey, if you want to hear a request, you have requests, you can email me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Or if you're on Facebook, and admit it, you are, you can like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page or join the group. Hey, join the fun. Anyway, let's get on with it. I got a bunch of mood breakers in this, but then these are mood breaking times. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO Medford. We can fight.
A young man, plumb full of fun and play. Until one day he killed a man and he had to run away. His friends all tried to tell him how he'd end up someday. Well, now he's lying in the ground under 6 feet of clay. Jimmy left that morning, heading for Mexico, where a man and a horse need water, and you got to travel slow. For the desert is the devil's furnace, and it's full of rattlesnakes. And the need for clear, cool water turns the sand to shimmering lakes. We found his horse next morning, covered with drifting sand. And we knew that we'd find Jimmy, desperate and fighting mad. We asked him to surrender, but, well, he answered with six-gun lead. We didn't want to do it, but we had to shoot him dead.
stop the spread of germs that cause COVID-19. Wash your hands often or use hand sanitizer. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean things that are frequently touched. Cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. Use a tissue or your inner elbow. Stay home if you are sick. Avoid close contact with others. And think ahead about how to take care of yourself and your loved ones. For more information, visit mass.gov/COVID-19.
Melissa Jean, you're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Have you dug his scene? His jive barefoot routine. And pinned him at night when no one can see. Crying about, oh God, the weight of my gold is killing me. And here you are, nailed to your cross, talking about to be him must be boss. Have you done his scene, his most bad routine, and checked him at night when no one can see? Cry out, Eli, Eli, Lama Sabathani. Gold canes turning, fur coats burning, expensive avenue, cut your
shall reply. Often people starve and die. And there you are saying to be like him must be fun. I can't wait till freedom comes. Digging today in his three-act play, he got treasures of gold running it down that he's getting old. And all the time he's running his game, he's taking your bread and stealing your fame. You read he takes long, long trips, and you think he's groovy and also hip. Everywhere he goes is always sunny, and you think he lives on milk and honey. Have you dug his scene? His wreck machine?
You hear that siren coming this way? That's him coming to take me away. Now you might ask how I can dig him so well. You see, I know him, and I know his story, too. Because he's the same as you. Have you dug his seam?
Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me explain away this first set of the evening. Just heard Yaphet Kotto, yes, the actor, and Have You Dug His Scene, a track he released back in 1967 on the Kissa label. Well, that Timmy Euro, track recorded in 1967 but not released. It was simply titled Gone. I got that off the compilation Looking Stateside. Well, that Blacktop from the I've Got a Bad Feeling About This CD came out on In the Red in 1994 and The Grave. And then we kicked it off with the old favorite around here, Walter Brennan, Pride of Lynn, Massachusetts. And 6 Feet Away from the Dutchman's Gold LP came out on Dot in 1960. I want to get right back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
We'll be right back. Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Oh, there's a crazy little shack beyond the tracks, and everybody calls it the Sugar Shack. Well, it's just a coffee house and it's made out of wood. Espresso coffee tastes mighty good. That's not the reason why I've gotta get back up to that Sugar Shack. There's this cute little girlie, she's a working there. A black leotard and her feet are bare. I'm gonna drink a lot of coffee, spend a little cash, make that girl love me when I put on some trash. You can understand why I've gotta get back up to that Sugar Shack. Yeah, honey, to that Sugar Shack. Oh, yes, to that Sugar Shack. And now that Sugar Shack queen is married to me, yeah. We just sit around and dream of those old memories. Ah, but one of these days I'm gonna lay down tracks in the direction of that Sugar Shack. Just me and her, yes, we're gonna go back to that Sugar Shack. Whoa, oh, to that Sugar Shack. Yeah, honey, to our Sugar Shack. Yeah, 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 our Sugar Shack.
Are my methods unsound?
Bobby White from Silver Spring, Maryland. And I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
We've been friends for oh so long. I let you share what's mine. But when you mess with the boy I love, it's time to draw the line.
The Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Backing me up are the Carnations and a track called Scorpion. Came out on a Tilt label in 1961. And I forgot to tell you that that was what was playing behind me in the first talk break. And I just wasn't going to edit the talk break. And the heck with it, I'll just get to it in the next one. Anyway, you just heard the Gore Gore Girls and Keep Your Hands Off My Baby from the CD Up All Night. Came out on Get Hip in 2003. Well, that Dave and the Diamonds did Think About Love, and I got that off the compilation Rare Mod Volume 3, came out on Acid Jazz in 2011. I have no idea the origin of it, but they had other releases around 1965 on Columbia in the UK, so I would say in that era. Before that, Junk Pile Jimmy did Sugar Baby from the Albert Hill LP, came out on Cartel Illustrate in 2003. Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs before that, and Sugar Shack, kind of a bonus song that everybody knows, came out on Dart in 1963. And then before that, we kicked off the set with Der Wiener Schnitzel and Der Wiener Winner from the Der Wiener Schnitzel Presents on Mach 56. I don't know what the release date is, but you probably pin that at probably late 60s, 67 or 68. Some people might say before, but that type of stuff was really prevalent for the old folks. We like to eat out, you know, eating out was a big deal, and if you could buy a record that commemorated the experience, then you'd do it. Anyway, don't forget, if you're on Facebook, and admit it, you are, just go to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. You can also join the group, it's a public group, and yeah, we post, and different listeners post. Anyway, let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is a story of evil. You are mean and you are bad. You got me lonesome. Oh, you got me sad. Death powder, cold steel. You got me hungry. You got me poor. My friends don't want me.
This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time, right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Solid as a solid rock, yeah. Solid as a solid rock, because I'll do it the way you tell me to. As long as you say that we're not through, I'll follow you, baby, to the moon. I love you daytime, night, and noon.
Solid rock. as a solid rock.
You must be mad.
If I wasn't, what would I be doing in this job?
This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Yeah.
is on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I just played. Just heard Scat Rag Boosters from Montreal, a track called Slick Cat from the self-titled CD. Came out on Yakasana in out of France, of all places, in 2004. Before that, Los Yorks from 1969 on the album called 69. They were from Peru. Came out on the MAG label there. Before that, L. Pauling and the Royalton did Solid Rock, track released on Federal in 1960, but I ain't going to lie. Right off of Twist and Rumble Part 2 CD. Then we kicked it off with Johnny Morissette and Death Powder Cold Steel. Yes, warning you about the dangers of boot and heroin. Anyway, that came out in the Ice Pack label 1963. I got for a compilation, Slow Grind 7 and 8 CD. There's going to be a lot of mood breakers in the second hour, stuff that's kind of slow and kind of painful. Not painful to listen to, actually really good songs, but it's going to break the mood for sure. Anyway, while we get back into it, this next set's going to take us up to the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Circumstances, pointing fingers and dirty glances. reputation, slander my name. Oh, it just ain't my fault. I was born down here. I'm just a victim of the circumstances, pointing fingers and dirty glances. I'm just a victim of the circumstances.
The Lonely Woman. She's looking for a man, any man. Now, Gina Lola Brigida returns to the screen. She's only a little older, but she's much, much bolder in her adult film debut as The Lonely Woman. She likes them young. The younger, the better. She's looking for the inexperienced, and she's ready to teach him, to show him the many ways to truly appreciate a woman. She walks the streets at night, looking, hoping, and waiting for someone to really love her. She's had men before, but they weren't up to the task. The Lonely Woman. Don't miss Gina Lola Brigida, one of the movie's great and sensual superstars, as she returns to the screen to tease you, please you, and shock you as The Lonely Woman in color rated R for adults from Independent International.
DJ Lounge, Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa, Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Thank you. sense of humor.
Try again, I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
The rain is hard and I sure do shiver easy.
Well, I ain't much good, you can tell by looking. Eating lousy diner cooking, maybe cheap. The boy, it sure is greasy. Your license, it says Georgia, sir. That's the state I'm headed for. Tell you how I left if it won't bore you. Bald tires and a baby crying, riding on empty, tired of trying. I pushed on for a job in California. Got to the Golden State, I did. Employers down the line said, kid, diploma from a high school is what you're lacking. So I took to driving a hack for bread, existing like the living dead. The wife, she just gave up and started packing. So I'm down and darn near out. I guess I'll tell you, sir, if I could just get back home, I'd go back to the mill. Diplomas there ain't worth a hang. All that counts is if a man can do his job, cause no one no ill. I'll get back on my feet again, find my family load, and then I'll stay home where folks like me should stay. Forget about California State, golden streets and pearly gates. It's your state of mind that counts most anyway. Just look at that rain coming down. I never thought I'd get out of that town. Sure glad you stopped to give this fool a ride. Oh, thank you, bless you, thank you, sir. You never know how kind you were. So nice and warm and cozy here inside. Now, sir, suppose real slow, like you just pull over to the side of the road. That's real fine. Now, if you'd be good enough to let me borrow your wallet and that real fine watch. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Now you step out in the rain. I'm gonna take me a ride. Hey, man, you really ought to know better than to pick up a hitchhiker.
Here are some words of wisdom from Mr. Know-It-All.